Our place in space. If you look up at the night sky on a clear evening, you can see thousands of stars. Some are bright and easy to spot, others less bright, and others so faint you can barely see them. One thing they all have in common is that they appear as tiny points of light, even when you look at them through a telescope. The stars look small because they are very, very far away. But if you could see them close up, they might look something like our sun, which is also a star. Since the sun is so close, it looks much bigger and brighter than any other star. Earth is a planet. There are other planets too, such as tiny Mercury and giant Jupiter. Each of them travels around the sun in a path called an orbit. Comets, asteroids, and meteoroids orbit the sun too. They are also part of our solar system. The sun belongs to a huge group of more than 100 billion stars that make up our great galaxy, which we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy is big, but the rest of the universe is much bigger. Astronomers think that the part of the universe we can see with today's telescopes contains more than 125 billion galaxies. When people looked at the night sky long ago, they saw patterns among the stars. Some patterns looked like animals or objects. Others were thought to stand for the heroes and gods of myths. Today, we call these star patterns constellations. As your guide, this book will help make your starry explorations awe-inspiring and fun. So turn the page and let's find out more about stargazing from A to Z. When to look. This book gives the best times to see a number of interesting objects in the night sky. On the dates given, look for the objects from nightfall until about midnight. Because of Earth's rotation, the view of the sky changes throughout the night. The objects described may not be in view after midnight. Where to look? Use the sun to find north, south, east, and west. The sun rises in general direction of east each morning and sets